Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My favorite text of the day by Jamie White. Boys are dumb.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You know, it's just solid. Kind of says it all.
Does. You don't even have to attach a story to it.
No,
it's just a state.
It stands alone.
Be a great bumper sticker.
It really would.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should bring bumper stickers back.
I agree. I'm all for it.
I love sticky stuff all over my car.
I saw a car a couple of days ago driving down the road. I'll bet you this guy, he had probably 30 stickers on his
car.
Was
it everywhere he traveled and stuff? Yeah.
And then every race he'd ran.
Right?
I mean, he loves stickers.
I do appreciate, even though it's an old joke, the 0.01.
Yeah.
Nobody ran any miles. All right, so let's get to it. First of all, I guess, man, it is snowing like some bitch, okay? It is snowing. I-70 is a disaster. I also see that Genesee is getting heavy snow, so just be aware if you're traveling to the mountains. I don't know if it's, you know, big travel day on Tuesday, right? But just so you guys know, it is, the Eisenhower Tunnel looks crazy.
I think it's going to be closed soon.
Yeah. So that CDOT, I forgot. But anyway, go to CDOT. They have a little thing. It will actually, you can put your house in there and then whatever your location is, and it'll tell you how long the time is. It'll also give you notifications of, it's like CDOT trip or something like that, .org, and it'll tell you if roads are closed. Okay. Prince Charles is so mad at Harry again. Harry has made a big faux pas.
What did he do this time?
He did an interview with the BBC.
Boy.
And he started airing out more family laundry that didn't need to be told.
Like what? What did he say?
So Charles' second son's protection, I guess, was downgraded. And so you know how Harry went to England because he wanted detail, right? He's the fifth in line in the throne, had argued that the body responsible for protecting the royal family was not following its own rules, that all high-profile members of the royal family, like himself, get protection. But they said no. They said no. Nope. And once you step down, you're not a member of the royal family. That's what you said. You don't want to be a part of this anymore. So we took away your detail. So anyway, so he said basically he wanted to resolve things with his dad on this BBC interview. He said he wanted to resolve things with his dad. He wasn't sure. You know, his dad has cancer. He said he's 76 years old. And, I just want to be around him.
You got to figure the king's going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
I mean, well, soon be 5-6 years, whatever. Now, let me get this straight, though. So he doesn't get the royal protection from England, right?
No.
Because he no longer wants to be a part of the monarchy, right?
Correct.
Now, in the U.S., they've taken away his security, right?
I don't think they ever had it, did they?
Yeah, they had it.
Oh, they did.
They had it at one time. Yeah,
okay.
They had it at one time. But I think they now removed it. I think that's what started all this. Is that the U.S. has now said, no more. We're not paying for it.
Well, what actually started it is England taking it away.
Yeah.
Because that was true. Because they followed, it was 24-hour security, and it was for all over the world.
Yeah.
His detail would be for all over the world. And he said now he can't travel or go anywhere with his family because he doesn't have this 24-hour security.
He got, I think it was under Joe Biden. I think the federal government said, hey, we're going to give you security. You are a part of the royal family, blah, blah, blah. But now it's been taken away. That's why he wants it back from England, because he no longer has. Why can't he pay for it himself?
I don't get that either.
Okay. I mean, these guys are worth millions of dollars. Yeah. And how many people do you need? Put you about 3 big bodyguards on the clock and go with it.
So he said that this security issue has been a litigious issue with his father, and that it's the reason why they don't speak anymore. He said, I want to reach out to my dad, but he won't speak to me. Because he said, because of this, you know, this security issue. And so he said, I'm just saying that, like, my family needs the security. I deserve it. I'm still a royal. And my dad is like, no, because the Commonwealth pays for it. And so, no, you know, you walked away.
Yeah, and use some of that money that your wife's making from the jam. And spend that on some security, pal.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound a little entitled. I am part of the royal family.
Yes, where's my security?
Yeah. So, and now Charles is furious again that he went on the BBC.
This is going to kill Charles.
And aired out some more laundry.
It's going to kill Charles.
The word is Charles does not trust his son at all. And the fact that he keeps going to the media and talking about, because, you know, the royal family's always been buttoned up. They don't talk. They don't talk about anything.
Harry called him a bunch of racists.
Yeah, he did.
And so did Meghan. That's a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
But it seemed like they were trying to get a little bit better, but now you're going to the media again.
Bad Harry.
I know, right? My God. Yeah. All right, so that's the big story that's going on. It would be sad because today is Archie's birthday. He's 6 years old. And, you know, not to see your grandkids and all that stuff.
Poor Archie.
I know, he's 6.
He's little Arch. You can't see Grandpa. And your Grandpa's a king.
Yeah.
I'd want to go see King Grandpa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, even Frog at 7 years old, every day he wants to go down and see Grandpa Gus.
I know, and that's sweet.
But can you imagine if your grandpa was a king?
No kidding.
Oh, I'd want to go see him play with the horses.
Here's what I feel like. Okay, this is what I think happened. And listen, I don't know these people. But I do know Megan's a bitch, okay? Here's what she did.
Okay, all right.
She went, oh my God, Harry, we have got to have security. You march yourself over there to the court and you tell him what for. And then when it didn't happen, she's like, all right, you go in the BBC and you tell them your dad won't even talk to you.
And she threw in there, you're not using my jam money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You forgot about that. You're not using the jam money,
pal.
That
is my money.
No.
That is my money.
Yeah.
And you're not using any of the money from the Netflix thing because I did all the work.
Well,
you weren't even in it.
Star.
Yeah, I'm a star. Yeah. I was on Suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So I don't know. It is a weird situation. So should we do like bets? You want to like when Charles dies, or is that so rude?
Nah.
Sure?
I don't think I want to do a bet on Charles.
I'm gonna say 80.
80?
When he's 80.
How old is he now?
76. Seems like a good.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna go 85.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
He's gonna live longer just to spite Harry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. 80's a good pick.
Thanks.
I'll go 79.
Oh, that feels like, this feels like we're on the Price is Right. $1.
Yeah.
I'll go under. Yeah, I'll go 79.
By the way, speaking of Price is Right and game shows, are you on that show? What's that show where you have different items and they ask you if you have different items in your bag? You know that game show?
Items in your bag?
Yeah, they're like, it's that host, and he's like, so, do you have two 20s? You know.
Let's make a deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the suitcases.
Yeah.
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 Suitcases.
So, just nothing. So my question to you is, I think you're playing Let's Make a Deal in your own world.
Why do you say that?
You just pulled out a pair of swim shorts out of your backpack.
Yeah. I've been looking for those ever since we went to Florida. I couldn't find them. Those are my favorites, too.
You don't have your wallet, but you got swim shorts.
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to get a flood?
I mean,
no, I'd lost them.
Well, why did you just now find him? We haven't been to Florida since, when did we go?
It was a while ago.
Oh, it was last year.
Yeah, last summer.
So you have never looked in that backpack for stuff?
I've looked in that backpack. I just hadn't looked at that one compartment in a while.
It only has four zippers.
I know. I only use three. Four when I go to Florida.
Hey, P. Diddy, the whole jury selection is going on right now, and I don't know.
I think they should just come out today before they get a jury and just say you're guilty and call it quits.
Me too. This just is call exhausting. It quits.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say, hey, dude, we know you did it. You know you did it. Go back to jail.
Why
all
do
right,
you think
dismissed.
Why do you think he didn't take the plea deal? I mean, do you really?
I don't remember what the plea deal was.
They haven't disclosed it.
So, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 50 years.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But now he's looking at life. So anyway, with P. Diddy, BJ was telling me, I haven't seen the picture, but he said that he looks like freaking Santa Claus, that his hair is whiter than white and his beard is, too.
He does.
Yeah?
Yep. So, he does. He looks quite a bit older.
Yeah?
Well, you know, you're in prison. You don't have hair dye. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the worry, stress leading up to the trial, I mean, that's got to age you. So,
yeah.
But he does. And I haven't seen a picture. All I saw is the artist rendition.
The sketch.
So the sketch, as you call it, the sketch, you know, that artist could have made it whiter or dark. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true too. But it's weird. Like if you see, you know, on your algorithm or whatever, because I follow, I don't know why, but I follow yachting and they have pictures of his yacht. To go from having a yacht and now you are just in this concrete thing.
Can't even imagine.
Oh my God. You had people.
And he's now looking at life inside this place.
Yeah, people,
hey, people, man.
Like lots of people.
Now he's just got security guards.
Yeah.
And
now he's pooping in the open.
Yeah, he's pooping in the open.
Yeah.
That's a harsh reality right
there.
Yeah,
you got to pee sitting down.
His name is Poopin' Diddy.
Yeah. Dumpin' Diddy.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, it's cute. Quite a fall from grace.
Dump is not cute. Pooping is cute.
Pooping's cute.
Yeah.
Dumping Diddy.
Like, dump's aggressive.
Like pooping is, yes.
Diddy the dumper.
Pooping is like poop. Yeah. The dump is like, bah!
It's prison, JD. It's prison. I feel like you're a target if you just poop. I think you have to be a dumper in the big house. I do.
I think you
got to be Diddy the dumper.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can't.
Good night, everybody.
That's just
done.
It just doesn't work, I don't think.
Goodbye.
I'm just saying.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I have no idea.
See? Right here.
No idea what you're talking about.
Bomba
I've
socks?
I've never heard of these. Never.
So I just looked over at Carson and I said, oh my God, have you ever worn Bomba socks? And he's like, they're the best socks ever. And then BJ goes, oh God, you guys are in sock talk.
Sock talk.
No,
it was sock.
They are the greatest things you will put on your feet, I promise.
Ever.
You.
Ever. I'm wearing them right now. I'm telling you, it's like a little hug around your foot. Oh. It's like this little, it's just hugging the middle of my foot. Now they are expensive. They're like 8 pair of socks are $130. So
it's how much?
8 pair of socks are $130.
Yeah.
You realize that's almost $9 a sock? When you add up, when you break it down and add it up.
They
that's $9 for one sock. Not even two.
They
get one sock.
So Can you? I'm telling you something. Buy them for your wife for Mother's Day as she like a stocking stuffer.
She will love them.
Sock and sock action.
Buy her socks for Mother's Day?
Well, just one of the things. You're going to make like a Mother's Day basket, and yeah, the Bombas socks are going to be part of it.
Okay.
I mean, and then because you guys have the same size feet, just take two pair for yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, perfect. So you know so what we're talking about.
Buy a 12 pack.
Father's yeah. Day.
So, BJ, it has
this. Give her
this,
10.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway, so it has this. I don't know how. What's the?
It's like a half wrap. It's like it's, a.
But what is that fabric in the middle? In the middle of this, it has this.
Elastic.
Kind of, but not that. That would be uncomfortable.
It's heaven elastic.
It's like an elastic, but a giving elastic, and it just snuggles you.
Kind of a flex.
It just holds the middle of your
maybe
foot.
Maybe the knitting is yeah, a little like bit a little more knitting. Dense.
It's so good.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Spadell, I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Her with this sock talk.
Yeah.
Her and Carson. Uh-huh. I came up with an idea I want to run by you. They think it's really dumb.
All right.
I want to do that whole thing that she just explained with the
Bomba sock.
The Bomba sock.
The snug, it just snugs them in.
Right. Snug. All right. Men's underwear. We call them snug nuts.
I like it. It's a good name.
What do you think?
No, that's a
snug
nuts.
Yeah, pick them up today.
I think in the underwear, like the name is most of it, right? Yeah.
We use that same technology. All the grip is right where you need it.
It'll be your first customer right there.
I mean, listen, I don't actually think it's a bad idea. I'm going to tell you, the way these Bomba socks hold my foot, and I love them, if I had nuts and I put these socks on my nuts, I would love it because it just holds them.
Right.
Like little baby birds.
Right. Like little baby birds. Oh. No, every time I see them, I'm going to think baby birds. Oh, look at them. Where's that chirping coming from? It's coming from my shorts. It's baby birds. Snug nuts. Coming soon to a JCPenney near you.
JCPenney.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Benson Boone, another code word. It'll be coming up later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Slacker Show will have your chance to qualify. Benson Boone coming to town in September. It's raining, and it's going to rain all day long. Heavy rain at times. If you're headed to the mountains, check before you go. Snow. Lots of it, too.
Yeah, it's really crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, oh coming down gosh. Up there.
If it gets colder down here, we're in trouble. They won't. But.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it's not snow already.
Yeah.
But
it's 45 degrees.
But we'll take the rain. We'll take the rain. All right, so have a great Tuesday. Anything else that we left?
Not really, right?
I think we covered everything today, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day today, and we're going to get out of here. Hey, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.